71. Clearing the ship proved to be an ordeal. Even worse than that time Waxa decided to teach Wayne the value of hard work by making him muck out a stable all on his own. Yeah, he'd learned the value of hard work. It turned out to be 3 clips. At least that was what Jeffy had charged to do the job for Wayne. This time, there was nobody else to do the job. After locking the door to the room with the bomb, they set out to take control of the ship. Wayne kept the key in his pocket in case Wax had to face another coin shot. They didn't meet any. The ship had only a skeleton crew. Seemed they'd saved most of their troops to protect the shore. It took some time to fight their way to the bridge, regardless, given the need to check every corner and flush out people trying to ambush them. Wayne thought every crew member on board had been mustered to try to stop them. When, half an hour or more later, Wax finally pushed down the reinforced door to the bridge, they found a disturbing sight. 4 people, 3 women and a fellow, dead on the floor from self-inflicted gunshots. All wore officers' uniforms. They'd killed themselves rather than fall into custody. "You know," Wayne said, shouldering his rifle, "I thought the weird ones would all be in the roughs, you know. City folk. They were supposed to be educated. And refined. And not bleeding zealots." Wax checked the bodies to be sure, then stepped up to the ship's front controls. They were a confusing mess of levers, along with a giant ship's wheel that appeared to have been locked in place. The ship was still moving at full speed through the mists and rusts. Wayne thought he could see the glow of Ellendale on the horizon. They were getting close. Wax stopped at the controls, then cursed softly.
"What?"
Wayne said.
"It's wired to the same system," Wax said. "Harmony, can you confirm?"
"Yes, unfortunately," the god said. "With you to give me sight, I can see that it's wired into the bomb."
"If we undo the locks on the controls, it blows," Wax said. "I should have foreseen this. We wasted time coming up here."
"But,"
Wayne said. "It makes a brutal sense," Wax said. "They guided the ship here, then locked the course down before killing themselves. The thing will explode the moment it stops, as soon as it hits land. We're not on a traditional ship. This is a rocket, like the one they built to fly to Ellendale. Self-propelled, needing no controls, set to detonate the second it hits."
"Mate,"
Wayne said, pointing out the front windows,
"I see the lights."
"You have approximately 20 minutes, Harmony said softly, "at current speed."
"We have to risk trying to defuse the bomb," Wax said, rushing out onto the deck. Wayne scrambled to follow, tripping on bodies.
"Wait, you said that if we tried, we'd almost certainly blow the thing.
Do you have a better idea?"
"Maybe,"
Wayne said, halting beside the railing, mists coursing past like a river in the sky. Wax froze, turning back to him.
Did Wayne have a better idea?
Actually, he did. He looked out at the ocean and realized something. This ship here, well, this was a lot like a lone mesa. It fit way better than the shore had. Yes, a solitary mesa in the middle of flatlands. And it needed to gobble up the hero.
"You said that this bomb," Wayne said, "it blows up big if detonated proper. But one part of it is etmetal, right?"
"Harmonium," Wax said.
"Yes, and?" "And this stuff is so unstable it blows up if water touches it. Except in a smaller explosion? One that won't level cities and such?"
"It's still bad," Wax said, "but not catastrophic. But if we fiddle with one of the devices by pouring water into it to detonate the etmetal, the others will simply go off."
"Unless," Wayne said, "we were using a speed bubble. See, there's that device on the wall, right? And if we fiddle with one of the bombs, it's going to detonate the other ones?"
"Right," Wax said.
"So, what if we put up a speed bubble that leaves out the device on the wall? We could work on one of the barrels, detonating the harmonium in it so the real explosion can't happen. We set that explosion off, then kick that barrel out of the speed bubble. It'll send a warning to the other two barrels, but that signal will have to pass along the wires outside the speed bubble to reach the box on the wall. So the signal will be frozen in time and can't come back. We could work on the other barrels during that time.
Wayne, he said, do you have any idea how quickly electricity moves? Even assuming you could do something incredible, like speed up time by a factor of 1,000, that wouldn't be nearly fast enough to outrun an electrical signal.
Oh. Wait, Harmony said to them. This could work. I have a way, Wax. I gave you a vial with a red cork.
I have it, Wax said, fishing in his sheath of metal vials. He frowned and came out with a handkerchief.
Barely used, Wayne said.
Wayne!
Wayne grinned and handed Wax his rifle, then fished in his pocket.
I thought it needed to be somewhere safe, so I made a nice little trade.
Harmony, Wax said, if you can make this work, it will still detonate the ship, right?
Yes.
Wayne, Wax said, setting off the smaller explosions would kill everyone in that room. An etmetal blast like that isn't something you survive even if you had full metal mines.
Ah, Wayne said as the ship hit a wave, water spraying up along the side. I'd figured out that part. I just needed to know if the idea worked. And I needed to confirm one other thing.
Which is, Wax said,
that the plan doesn't need you, mate,
Wayne said. And he pushed, shoving Wax, via the barrel of the rifle he was holding, outward off the ship and through the mists. Wayne felt real proud of that push. He did it like Wax did, crouching down first to give it a little lift. His friend gave him a look of outrage, and maybe regret, as he vanished into the misty darkness over the waters.
Land safely, mate, Wayne whispered, and survive.
He tipped his hat, then pulled out the red-corked vial.
What the hell is this, anyway?
Earlier in the week, you all conducted a test, Harmony said, splitting harmonium.
Same test our enemies have done 100 or more times.
Yes, but this one was different. I have no idea what happened, but Wax did something different from everyone else trying this, because he didn't merely blow up the room. He created something. Something amazing.
Wayne held up the vial, staring at the metal dust settled at the bottom.
That, Harmony said, is the faintest bit of Liracium, Wayne. A medal from legend. A medal found by Vin at the Well of Ascension, and used to make Elend Venture a Mistborn. A medal that hasn't existed for centuries, and as far as I know, hasn't been made in millennia. Drink that vial, and you'll be a Mistborn, able to use all of the metals. There's a little of each one in there.
Why didn't you have Wax drink it earlier?
I don't want to reveal this happened, as I don't know why or how. I don't know what he did. Besides, he might have already had a dose inhaled during the explosion.
Huh. That explained a few things.
Wayne knocked back the vial. Then he waited. Nothing happened.
That's anticlimactic, he muttered.
You have to burn the Liracium, Wayne.
Oh, right.
He searched and found a new metal reserve. Neat. He reached out and burned it. A flash of light, a fire in his veins, a feeling like a kick to the face.
Damn. How does this help? He asked.
You can now burn Duralumin.
A fancy metal that Notwax was using to make those big steel-pushing explosions.
Exactly.
I don't need to push, though.
Wayne, using Duralumin burns all the metals in you at once. Every single bit. The more you have, the more powerful it is. It doesn't just work on steel. It works on any elementic metal.
Wayne paused, the ship rocking, then whistled softly, understanding.
You mean, how much bend alloy do you have left?
He fished a pouch out of his pocket.
Maybe enough to...
Wayne fished another pouch out of his other pocket.
Okay, and
the pouch in his sock, uncomfortable but handy.
Wayne, how many pouches do you have?
17, he said. I'm a fancy rich guy now. Will that be enough?
Oh, Wayne, yes, I think it will.
Wayne turned and took the steps down at extra fast speed, grabbing a canteen off one of the corpses. He swallowed mouthfuls of metal beads on his way, stuffing himself with bend alloy. Echoing noises warned him about sailors trying to break into the room to detonate the bomb, but they didn't have a key. He dealt with both men, then burst back into the room. Electric lights flickered on the walls, and he could hear the chugging of the engine somewhere farther inside the ship. And suddenly, he wasn't alone. A figure, mostly transparent, stood beside him, a tall, bald man, Terrace. And another, darker fellow stood behind him. Not in the skin tone sense or anything. Like this other one was a shadow. It mimicked Harmony as he held out his hands to Wayne.
I knew, Harmony said softly, that I had to bring Wax to Ellendale. It is possible to see future needs. I understood it would be good to make this choice, though one doesn't always know why, even if one is a god.
He hesitated.
I thought I only needed Wax. It seems that I was wrong.
Wayne tossed up a speed bubble so that time didn't move so quickly. He needed a moment to compose himself.
It should be Wax, Wayne said. He's the one that fixes messes like this.
No, Harmony said. You have practiced all your life with speed bubbles, Wayne. Wax would be brand new at them. You might be the only person in the world who could do this.
That's kind of depressing, Wayne said, turning to Harmony.
Really? I'm the best you could do? Ain't you God?
Harmony's eyes softened.
Wayne, you aren't the best I could do. You're the best there is. And no being, neither God nor mortal, could have wished for more than one such as you.
Wayne wanted to reject that. But damn, if God was saying it, maybe Wax was right about Wayne? Damn, had Wax been right all along?
You don't have to do this, Harmony whispered. I will never again force such a choice upon someone. Unfortunately, it is the only sure solution that I can think of, and my thoughts move with exceptional speed. This preserves, but it destroys.
The only solution that is sure, Wayne said. There's another?
It is possible, very slightly possible, that you could use your new powers to push hard enough against upcoming sources of metal to hold the ship back, treading water, while we gain more time and figure something else out. It would be exceptionally difficult, but it's plausible.
You can see the future, Wayne said. Would it work?
I can see probabilities, Harmony said. I can see what might happen. It is at times frustrating.
And what are the chances that other option works?
1 in 100, maybe.
1 in 100? A 1% chance at survival, and a 99% chance it failed, meaning a whole ton of people got vaporized. Damn, what a day to leave his lucky hat behind.
There's his family what doesn't have a daddy because of me, Wayne said, stepping forward. You'll take care of them?
Of course.
Will Wax survive this?
Normally, no person could, Harmony said. Considering explosions in water are exceptionally dangerous, fortunately, this one will be channeled mostly upward. And Wax has pewter now. So long as he burns the metals in those other vials I gave him, he should survive the blast. I will do what I can to help preserve him. But Wayne, there is nothing I can do for you. This blast will be too big.
Wayne nodded, then hesitated, looking toward Harmony.
Will this earn me forgiveness?
Oh, Wayne, Harmony said. You've heard this from Wax. You have to hear it from me too, I think. You can't do this for forgiveness. You need no forgiveness. Not any more.
And he was right. Wayne wasn't doing this for forgiveness, or out of shame, or out of a need to prove himself. He wasn't the man he'd been when Wax pulled him out of his hiding place. He was someone different.
Wayne, Harmony asked, do you know who you are?
Yeah, I know who I am, Wayne said. I'm the goddamn hero!
He paused.
Sorry.
Under the circumstances, Harmony said, smiling, I understand. Each of those barrels has a hole in the top to draw in air once the explosion starts. The harmonium has been removed from its oil bath and is currently being heated. That means if you pour water in, it will detonate the harmonium. That will destroy the mechanism that heats up the bomb and will prevent the much greater explosion. Once you pour, use your elemency to push the barrel out of the speed bubble.
Right then, Wayne said. I'm gonna need your hat.
My hat?
Gotta sculpt a speed bubble just right, Wayne said, and put everything I have into the push. Burn so much bend alloy in one moment it practically melts me from the inside. Slow time so much even electric signals get dull.
I don't wear a hat.
Your god. Improvise something.
Harmony paused, then touched Wayne on the head. He felt it start to glow as if something had been settled there. Earrings, too. He felt earrings like a proper terraceman wore. Something he'd maybe always been, just in secret. It wasn't nothing magical, but when he wore someone's hat, he thought he could understand them. And who was better to understand than God himself?
Good,
Wayne said, adopting the proper accent. Old-fashioned, but terrace. Like Harmony. He dropped his speed bubble and gathered his power.
Hold on to your robes, my dear friend. This is going to be unlike anything you have seen before, I think.
Marcy strode toward Blantach's constabulary offices, Armel and a few of her friends in her wake, through a dark city content with its own business, ignorant of the crisis. Yet she felt something in the mists. Wax always talked about them in this supernatural way, a way she rarely felt. Tonight, though, they seemed to be holding their breath. Steris froze on the docks. Her workers and constables were still busy doing as she asked, but something felt odd about the moment. She turned toward the waters and looked out across the misty sea. Gripping the little silver spear she wore at her neck, she said a prayer.
No,
Harmony said. Wayne made the perfect speed bubble. Most allomancers with his powers couldn't change the shape of a bubble. But bend alloy was so expensive, people couldn't really afford to practice. He could. He'd probably done this more than any person alive. In that moment, he made a bubble that contained the three barrel devices, but had a hole to exclude the device on the wall that coordinated the explosions. Then he burned Duralumin and pushed. People didn't often refer to speed bubbles and slowness bubbles as pushing and pulling, like they talked about steel pushes and iron pulls. But it was the same. What Wayne did, it was pushing on reality itself, distorting it, shoving it inward, warping it. Today, he pushed harder than any person in history. He pushed like a god, on account of wearing Sazed's own hat, on account of that strange metal, and on account of Wayne being the hero. Time squeezed in around him, compressed like coal being made into rust and diamond. Further, further, as a whole damn stomach full of bend alloy was burned in an instant. God himself froze, standing motionless. The bubble crystallized into a visible sphere. Lights that had been blinking halted half on. Something funny even happened to his eyesight, everything going all strange until he took another vial of Harmony's metals and burned steel to see that way instead.
Go.
canteen in hand, Wayne flooded the first bomb. He ducked back as the water dripped, then pushed that barrel right out of the speed bubble as the explosion started. It transfixed him momentarily, fire and light erupting from the barrel, all outlined in these strange blue lines, as if that barrel was releasing its soul to the afterlife. Cracks started to appear in his crystallized speed bubble. Damn! Wayne leaped to the second barrel and poured, then pushed it out too. It sent electric warnings up the wires, but the box that controlled the detonation was stuck in slow time, the signals moving like molasses. Damn, how fast was he moving? And he thought he was getting slow because of old age. Ha! He slammed into the third barrel and dumped the rest of the canteen's water out into it. He pushed it, then turned, gazing out at all three barrels hanging motionless in time. He was going so fast, only the first one was exploding, and that because he'd taken the longest to push it out. The blast was completely halted now. He let out a breath and dropped the canteen. He'd been gobbled up, it was true, but when that happened, you strangled the monster from the inside. His crystalline speed bubble shattered, and all became red light and blossoms of fire.